It might be good to have that Ephesians reading up, if at all possible, and if also if you want to look in your Bibles to the Ephesians reading, that would be great. This is a second, for those of you that are visiting, this is a second part of a five-part series of talks on the theme of whole life worship. And the first one that I did a couple of weeks ago was an introduction to the theme. So this is continuing on. You'll probably think, that was so good, if only I could listen to the first one. Visitors, you're probably going to be thinking that. I'm not putting this in your minds, okay, but you're probably going to be thinking it. And you're probably going to also be thinking, where can I catch the first one after the second one being so good? You can go to our church website, and if you look under current series, you'll see the first talk recorded there. I wonder how you view the world. I wonder how you see the world around you. Trust me to use glass as an illustration. When I had to walk in through the icy weather this morning. It's the only time I've ever used glass as an illustration. Probably the only other time will be the next time it snows and it's a bit tricky to get in. I wonder how, when you look at yourself, when you look at your past, when you look towards the future, how does it look to you? I wonder how, when you open your eyes and when you view the people around you, I wonder how they look to you. People can look at the same view. You and I could be stood here looking at the same view, the same situation, the same person or groups of people, and we can see them very differently. We each have filters that we see life through. Because I view the world through the filter of wealth and success, life is about getting a good job, having a good car, having a decent house, and having the best of everything. I do this bit a lot, and at the 9 o'clock service, a number of people came up to me and asked if I was training to be a window cleaner. Because I view the world through the filter of hurt and fear, I view you as potential enemies who are likely to take advantage of me. For me, life is about staying safe. It's about playing it safe. Because I view the world through Facebook and Instagram, life is all about the adjusted pictures I post of myself and seeing how many likes I get. And the more likes I get, the nicer a person I am to be around. Because I view myself, when I look at myself, I see myself as unlovable and bad. And I know all about my failings, and I know all about my weaknesses. I don't believe that anybody can love me. And as a result, I'm not always easy to be around. Because I view the world through the filter of my past disappointments, life is hard and bitter. And sometimes I can be hard and bitter. Because I view myself as lovable and all right, I reckon people like me. At least you should. After all, what's not to like? I don't believe that anybody can't love me. And for that reason, sometimes I'm not easy to be with. I wonder what words are written on the filters through which you see the world. I wonder what filters, what words are written when you look at your past, when you look at your present, when you look at your future. What words are written when you see those around you, when you see yourself? When I talked about this at the 9 o'clock, somebody came up to me afterwards and shared about how it was the words of hurt and fear, and how actually the words are there all the time. And because they're there all the time, and because they're the filter that they see the world through, they don't even realize the words are there. They're just there all the time. The words through which we see the world will either give us little or no hope, or they can give us hope in the wrong things, in wealth and success and Instagram likes. What we worship affects the words on our filters. What we worship affects the words on our filters. If we worship wealth and success, then those words will become more deeply embedded into the filters that we see the world. If we worship Facebook and Instagram, those words will become more etched into our filters. If we worship past disappointments, those words will become etched more deeply onto our filters. In what way can we worship past disappointments? In the way that they become the words that define us, the words that we focus on, the words that are there first thing in the morning and last thing at night, the words that grab our attention, the words that don't let us see any other truth, don't let us see God's truth, the words that we come to accept as the way things are. But if we change what we worship, the words that are written on our filters can also change. Worshipping God changes the words that are written on our filters. We see life, we see others, we see ourselves, our past, our present, and our future differently through the lens of Christ. St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, put it this way. Listen to these words. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. I pray that the eyes of your heart, but I see with these eyes, that the eyes of the heart are the eyes with which I interpret the world. They're the eyes that create the world, words on our filters. They are the words on our filters. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. So for St. Paul, the Ephesians were not enlightened. They didn't know the truth. The words on their filters were not the truth. So I pray that the filter through which you see may carry words of truth that inform you and give you hope. What words of truth does St. Paul talk about? Words that will inform and give you hope. Well, if we look at that reading, they are words of hope in verse 18. Words of his glorious inheritance for you in verse 18. Words of his great power in you in verse 19. Words of Christ being appointed over all things. And we can get kind of carried away about that and think, oh, all things, yeah, Christ having power over the universe. But all things includes the stuff that you are going through, the stuff that I am going through today and tomorrow. Christ's power over all things. Words of Christ's authority, power, and dominion. Words of Christ's fullness in you, or as another version of the Bible puts it, words of Christ's perfection in you. We can look at life through the filters that life has thrown at us, or we can look at life through the filter of God's love for each of us, seeing everything through the filter of his goodness. This happens, or it can happen, when we worship, if we give the Holy Spirit time to do his thing. Worshipping can change our perspective. It can offer us fresh insight. It can rewrite the words that we use to see what is going on. And the more we worship, the more deeply his words are etched onto the filters through which we see things. The more deeply The cross is etched on the filter through which we see things. And by more worship, I don't mean spending 3 hours singing hymns and carols or choruses. Anybody who's a regular here knows that that's the last thing you'd want to do with me. It's not about that on a Sunday morning. But it's about us giving our ordinary lives, our ordinary time, the stuff that we do Monday through to Saturday, to God for and to in worship. I want you to think, I'm coming to a close with this, I just want you to think and to give to God in prayer. I want you to think of one issue in your life that you need to see through God's lens, to see it as God sees it. It might be a situation or a relationship, something at work, something at school, something at home, or elsewhere that you're struggling with. It might be something within yourself. It might be something that has been with you for some time, and in which the words are deeply etched into the filter through which you see it. What would it mean to see it through the filter of God's words, those words, and through what God has done through Christ on the cross? Could you this week commit to seeing your situation, commit in prayer and worship, to seeing your situation, or whatever it is, through the filter of what Christ has done? That for you this week would be your worship.